Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author Tyra Garlington, and she is the author of The Memory Box, a true story about the power and provision of God's grace. Tyra is an author, educator, business owner, mentor, and inspirational speaker. She holds a master's in psychology from San Diego State University. She's been a teacher and principal whose belief in the ability of children to rise above their bleak surroundings helped to turn around an entire school. She's been a psychologist, has worked in private industry, higher education, and local, state, and federal governments. Tyra, how are you?
Oh, Don, I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Let's start with a big question. Tell us about this book, please.
The Memory Box. The title of The Memory Box implies and is a memoir, both a memoir and a testimony. It is my story about the process of awakening to the grace to live my life from a place of worthiness. It's my gift to the readers to let them know that they too can survive insurmountable challenges.
So who did you write your book for specifically?
Initially, I looked at a target audience of baby boomers and Gen X women who worked both inside and outside of the home, who were drawn to books about spirituality, self-help, and women's issues. My audience expanded as I looked at the women that I mentor, who are millennials, and found out they have some of the exact same issues as their mothers and grandmothers. Some of those confronting them is that they have forgotten or never learned how to treat themselves like someone they love. Sometimes they create this persona of superwomen, complete with the cape and the S on their chest. And when they miss the mark, they blame themselves. They're unable to separate themselves from their circumstances. The Memory Box will walk them through a series of experiences to let them know they can win. They are worthy.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Again, I'm talking to women who have not learned to live their life from a place of worthiness. Some of them feel weak. Some of them are lacking. Some of them need assurance. Some of them are vulnerable. My major message is that God's grace will provide them the power when they're weak, provision when they're lacking, promise when they need assuring, and protection when they're vulnerable. People need to understand how grace is a gift to them, but when they receive it, they're obligated to use it and to share it.
So if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Well, readers who have enjoyed Joyce Meyer, The Confident Woman, or Joel Osteen, Your Best Life Now, would likely enjoy The Memory Box as well.
So what questions did you ask yourself as you were writing your book?
Don, for me, the big hurdle was, would I be able to put my pride aside and let the reader look inside my pain and my guilt and my shame? Would I be able to talk about the secrets of rape and abuse and clinical depression and my attempted suicide? And then I was asking myself, if I did find the strength to be authentic, honest, what would people think of me?
So what questions did you answer?
Through the journey of writing the book, I realized that I am definitely able and strong enough to be vulnerable, and that I'm courageous enough to be genuine. So I was able then to expose my secrets based on my belief that by doing so, I would help the reader.
So from what did you have to recover, and what was your approach to recovery?
When I was recovering from some of my challenges, I didn't have a strategy. In fact, I landed in a place called clinical depression. So what I had to do was stand still, go into therapy, take medication through prayer, Bible study, and a good friend, Don, who crawled into the black hole with me. Through all of this, I began to feel God's presence, and I knew that I wasn't alone. Now, still, it was a process because some days I just sat there and counted the raindrops. But I would write in my journal. I would paint. I would take long walks. And at some point, I felt like God met me at my point of need. So my approach to recovery was exercising my faith muscles, Even though I'd been churched all of my life, I hadn't been strong enough to overcome my wilderness, which turned out to be God's workplace.
So how do you see things differently now that you've completed your book?
I think for me, I'm a stronger person, I'm a more open person, and obviously I have nothing else to hide. I had a writing coach that lived in Denver who said to me, "Tyra, if you write this book, you can't take the reader to the curtain and not open the curtain." So I learned that I'm okay, I'm worthy, I'm good enough to share my vulnerability with the world in an effort to help someone else.
So how do you perceive your purpose in life?
Don, I think as a result of the past 15 years and my ability to overcome the challenges, which have included physical challenges such as a brain tumor, a heart attack and cancer, and the personal and professional challenges, which included divorce, unemployment, and homelessness, I am better able to step forward and relay a message of encouragement and empowerment to people who may be experiencing the same kinds of challenges. My goal is through my coaching, my speaking, and my book is to touch as many people as I can with this message that they're not alone, that they are worthy, and they are not their circumstances.
How did you arrive at all of this?
In a word, I survived. And that wasn't easy. I had to constantly look in a mirror and linger and find a way to like the person I saw there. For me, that was the biggest challenge, to like Tyra looking back at me. I felt, as a result of my experiences, I was damaged goods. I felt like I didn't deserve the success. And oh, by the way, I was successful, Don, but you know you can be successful without being fulfilled. And that's the kind of life that I was leading until it didn't work for me anymore.
How would you describe your writing style?
I like to think of it as reflective and conversational. I ask questions of the reader throughout the book. I give examples. The memory box, though I talk about challenges and overcoming, is 360 degrees of emotions. So there's a lot of laughter as well as some tears, I've been told. I think I use a lot of metaphors. I tend to talk in images.
Most authors have one specific reason for writing a specific book. What was your reason for writing this book?
Again, the reason for writing my book goes back to who my audience is, and that is women who are indeed at a place and point of challenge or who have seasons of challenges and they don't feel like they're able to navigate them to the best of their ability. So through my stories and through my testimony of how grace gave me the power and the strength and the provision and the protection and the promise as I navigated, I want to encourage them that it can happen for them as well. I want to introduce them to grace as more than amazing. I want to let them know that it's sufficient to help them do whatever they have to do in their lives.
What part of this book would you say you personally like best?
I think it's probably my epilogue. And the reason I say this is at the end of each section, Don, I do a reflection through my new lens of grace. But in the epilogue, I realized after I wrote it that I had posed an if-then statement to the reader, which turned out to be a summary of my life. And at the end, I challenged the reader as well. If you have a new understanding that you're not the abuse you've suffered, if any of you are considering suicide and encouraged to live another day and then another, if anyone emotionally isolated feels courage to be vulnerable, if anyone living in shame like I was learns to separate yourself from your circumstances, then everything that's happened to me in my life, the good, the bad, and the scary, won't be wasted. So my life has value if I can deposit into another life the hope that they can do what they're purposed to do in their lives.
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
I think I want my audience to be those generations of women who are challenged, as I had said earlier, who are feeling isolated, who are living a life they feel they should rather than a life that they may want to be. And what I want them to do is, if they're seeking a book that will give them a better understanding of what God's grace is, to connect with their own personal power. That's the empowerment part of my purpose. We each of us has inside of us personal power, but some of us let it sleep throughout our lives. I want to awaken that with my words and with my book.
Time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can readers find you and your book?
Oh, wonderful. Welcome. You can meet me at my website, www.tyragarlington.com. I've tried to make it interactive through my weekly blogs. You can connect through my website to me on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And you can email me at tyra@tyragarlington.com. Readers can buy my book at Amazon.com in hardback, softback, and Kindle, at Barnes & Noble, hardback, softcover, and Nook. And on my website, there's a direct link where you are asked to buy the book now. Readers can also engage me in my speaking and coaching services through my website. Again, www.tyragarlington.com.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
Absolutely. T as in Tom, Y-R-A, last name, G as in George, A-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, tyragarlington.com.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Tyra Garlington, and she is the author of The Memory Box, a true story about the power and provision of God's grace. Tyra, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Don, and I really appreciate this opportunity.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day, 24/7, by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title and the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-55-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com, theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.